Although the High Plains Public Radio broadcast area is generally thought of as dry and dusty, there are some hidden jewels that make living here a lot easier. One of those places is Lake Scott State Park, north of Scott City, and smack in the middle of some of the driest and dustiest ground in Kansas. But once you've left Highway 83 and followed a road that winds around some rocky outcroppings, you'll swear Dorothy was right when she said to Toto, "We're not in Kansas anymore." Foliage thickens, and geese, ducks, wild turkey, deer, and even some bobcats call this place home. The 93 area, surface area of the lake, is nestled into a canyon formed by Ladder Creek, and the lake is fed by natural springs. It's this water source that is believed to have given the area its rich history. The story of the area dates at least as far back as 1700, and some evidence indicates early peoples camped in the area 400 years earlier. Thousands of ancient artifacts have been found in the area, and the site has been declared a National Historic Landmark, containing the remains of at least 25 archaeological sites. The park boasts the ruins of El Cortalejo, a seven-room Indian pueblo that is the most northeastern example of a pueblo in the U.S. Thought to be built by Taos Indians who fled Spanish control in the Southwest in the late 1600s. They took refuge among the Plains Apaches, built pueblos in the canyon, planted crops, and created a system of irrigation ditches from a nearby spring. 200 years later, when the westward expansion of the U.S. brought pioneers to Kansas, a homesteader named Herbert Steele purchased the land. He and his wife lived in a dugout until they built a home from sandstone found along the nearby bluffs. The Steeles wanted to share the history of this land with the public, so in 1922, they transferred ownership of the two areas surrounding the El Cortalejo ruins to the Kansas Daughters of the American Revolution organization. The DAR erected a monument at the site to commemorate its historical significance. The monument still stands near the ruins. In 1928, Herbert and Eliza Steele sold 620 acres to the Kansas State Forestry, Fish, and Game Commission. This purchase became a major part of what makes up Lake Scott State Park today. The Steeles' home still stands and is preserved as a museum in the park. In the 1930s, the Civilian Conservation Corps created the lake boundaries and helped establish many of the roads, trails, and public areas in the park. Elm Grove Campground was established by planting numerous shade trees that now tower above the popular picnic areas. Today, visitors can fish, swim, camp, boat, hike, and sightsee throughout the 1,280 acres that surround the lake. They can also visit the nearby areas, which include an adjacent hunting ground, and other historical sites like Battle Canyon and Monument Rocks. A visit to Lake Scott will make it easy to find out why in 2012 it was listed by USA Today as one of the 50 best beaches in the U.S. Information used in the writing of this story was made available by the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism and from the Garden City Telegram. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Mary Regan.